Case number 11,330, Thomas E. Green, south of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 1,700 feet east of Road 262, Fisher Road, and north of Penn Central Railroad. Tax map ID is District 235, map 31, parcel 11.04. A special use exception to place an off-premise sign.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas Green and 501D South Sagamore Drive, Milford, Delaware, and 963.
Thank you.
Joseph Crystal, 357004, Spinnaker Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board?
I'd like to put a billboard up on my property, and I was thinking of be able to help light up the entranceway along with that by putting extra lights on it to shine on the entranceway because it's pretty dark there.
Okay. And what is the size of the sign that you're requesting?
The size of it?
Yes, sir.
Is 10 by 25.
10 by 25.
And it would be a monopole steel.
That's one-sided?
Two sides.
Two sides.
Yep.
That's 500.
There's an inspector's note that says it exceeds 300.
All right.
It says that it exceeds 300 feet from another billboard, and it meets all setbacks from the proposed location that he has.
So he needs another adjustment on the 300 feet?
No. It's further than 300
it's
feet.
It's further than 300. He's okay. Fine for
the okay.
He's asking for the sign.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see then. Are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards, then.
The secretary said you've met all the requirements for setbacks.
Correct.
Okay. The actual height also is going to be 25 feet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And which way will you be shining the lights? I mean,
Well, it would be on...
an important thing when you... You know, you had the lights going up on a billboard, but when you start throwing them down on the street,
right,
a little different story.
Yeah, I know. They would have to be shaded, I'm sure, that it wouldn't be in the driver's eyes. The sign would be on this, well, what would you call it, this side of the driveway, okay? And then the lights would be shining down on the entranceway. You know, I could either put those on top of the sign or on the bottom, whichever makes for less brightness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very dark there.
What is there now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
No more than the four dusk to dawn lights that I have on my other buildings there.
And you'll be renting this out, right, to someone? Do you have a renter now? Or
it's
no?
A parking lot. It's an entrance way, and it's a parking lot through there, and there's storage sheds.
No, but do you have a person that's going to rent your board now?
No.
You don't have them signed up now?
No.
Rent this board?
No.
No other questions?
Mr. Workman?
We don't usually, we're not been letting the signs go unless you have it rented first. We're putting them up. When you get it rented, you can come get your permit, and if we approve it, that's what we've been doing, and you can put your sign up.
I didn't see that in the...
There's a lot of vacant billboards out there, and the county been looking at it, and I think that's what we've been doing lately for the signs.
Oh. So you have to have it rented first before you can put it up.
Or you get your paperwork and said that they would put it on there.
So you're saying you'd have to have a signed contract with somebody that's going to rent the billboard out in order to put this billboard up before you can put it on?
And how long is that for? I mean, is there a time limit on that, that they have to rent it for 6 months, a year?
No.
There's no rule or law or requirement by the county. It's just something the board has requested of people that, you know, want to put up a billboard because, like Mr. Workman says, there's been more and more billboards around the county that are vacant.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to suggest to us that there's not a need for any additional billboards.
Well, that's certainly not my intention, not to rent it, you know what
sure.
I'm saying. I didn't know anything was like that you had to do that.
Right. What type of structure?
Steel, let's just say a monopole.
Monopole?
Yep.
Okay.
And it would either be this flag style or, you know, the center mount, whatever.
And this is a commercial property?
Yes.
G1?
G1, yep.
G1.
What type of business is on the property?
Rental. Storage or businesses.
Rental storage?
Yes, some of it's storage, some of it is businesses.
You won't be advertising anything on that property?
No.
Right? Okay.
Nope.
Concerns me is the lighting. That's we've had some issues before on misdirect lighting and billboards. We've had complaints come into planning and zoning because of the lighting of drivers. You mentioned it, drivers coming up in that
yeah.
area.
Yep.
Does the county have lighting requirements? I mean, can you not put lights on your property?
No, but they do have it says somewhere in the ordinance there, I believe
no,
I'm right, that it says that lights cannot be thrown into or be affecting traffic or anything like that. I think that's in the back of your ordinance. I don't have it right in my fingertips. But
there's one about commercial site plans and commercial businesses saying that the lights need to be downward.
Right.
So that they are not projecting into residential windows. And
neighboring properties and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, I know I had to go out, Mr. Mills. I know they have to go out and check that sometimes on complaints that it is shining in their house. Or
see, I don't have to put those lights on. I only did it because there's a couple people in the neighborhood that have been asking to light that area up a little bit. So that's why I added that.
Now, there's no ordinance that says that except the fact that you can't affect, you know.
Yeah, right. Understood.
And there's nothing that we're... I mean, you're not asking for anything out of the ordinary tonight as far as lighting. So if you were to choose to do that, county doesn't have anything in their ordinance written, then I would imagine you could do that.
Okay. Certainly, shade them, and check it, make sure that it's not blinding people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to be very aware of it. Okay, because it is an issue. It becomes an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you're in the field, it becomes an issue. Okay.
If it becomes an issue, they'll be taken down.
Okay.
The question before the board is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? Can you address that?
I don't see how it would, but... Okay. That's my opinion.
Sure.
what are you surrounded with there?
The doctor's offices. Dr. Johnny's the only one I guess I know.
It's a liquor store.
The liquor store and a little sandwich shop
right.
next door.
Mm-hmm. Very familiar with it.
But I've been, like I said, been getting people asking about trying to figure a way to light that up, and I was just going to throw that in there while I was at it, you know, to try to help it.
Sure.
Light the area up.
I can understand where you're going with that, but you're right on a major highway there, and it's...
Yeah. But you're not going to be able to direct the lights out to the highway, I understand that, but down on the entrance, I was hoping to do it.
Is there any of those signs around you?
Any other billboards?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are there any empty ones?
No.
Down that road anywhere?
Not at this time, they're not anyhow.
Down that road anywhere near you at all, no empty ones?
Not near me, no. 3 miles down the road, there's, well, I think he rented that one out now, too.
This property is located in Lewis?
Milton.
Milton?
Mm-hmm.
It's Route 9.
Right.
Where Overstuffed Sandwiches is.
Right.
Yeah, we've been there 25 years.
Gotcha.
Very familiar. There's a lot of signs up in there. There's the doctor's office's signs, and then there's the signs.
Yeah, I have a sign up, but if that has to go, it'll go.
Then there's the illegal liquor store signs that pop up periodically.
Correct. You're familiar with it then, right, Mr. Mills?
We are.
Remember, we had the problem in that area.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3. Is there anyone here in opposition that would like to speak? If so, please come forward and be sworn in. Again, sir, you can sit down right up front there if you would like, please. We have some people in opposition that want to speak.
You mean state your name and address for the record.
Randy Reed. Property at 2266 Lewis Georgetown Highway.
Okay. You wait right here. Well, can you state your name and address for the record?
J-A-N-I-J-A-U-D-E.
I'm Dr. John of J-A-N-I.
Okay.
Do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Whichever one wishes to go first. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Uday Jani. I'm right adjacent to the property where the billboard sign is going to go.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring to the attention that where the entrance is, it's just the entrance for the rental units, but it is the entrance for 10 businesses. So there is the businesses go on the right and to the left. So there is the liquor store, there is a sub shop, there are storage units, there is my office, there is Dr. Jowdy's office, which is 4 offices, there is Edward Jones. Then there is security instruments, there is visiting angels, there is Envy Homes, and then there is a blind store. So the entrance is going right and left to
all of
the businesses. I was the first one that came on this side of the property, and you know, I was the only office. Since then, there is so much development that has happened on both sides that we have such a traffic of patients coming in and going out between me and Dr. Jowdy's office and all the other shops from both ends. So if you ever come in the middle of the day, at the entrance you will see multiple cars trying to move in and move out. In the recent 3 years that I've been there, there have been 3 accidents right in front of that intersection. There was one of my patients that I had to go out and attend to because she was trying to turn in to come to see me, was hit with a car from the back. She hit another car on that side. And, you know, came in, one whole side was taken off. There are 2 fatalities right at the 2 ends at between Route 9 and Hudson. And can I give this? So these are all the accidents that have happened on Route 9 right where Hudson Road is and where the entrance is. So it's such a big problem because there is a railroad track right before you come from Lewis. If you're coming, there's a railroad track that is there. So usually the school buses and the DART buses go out, and there are like 10 or 15 cars which are waiting behind it that start speeding up. And there are farms on both sides, and the first thing that comes is the entrance to our place where the sign needs to go up. And someone standing there are accidents right there because they are not expecting four or five cars standing there on this side or on the other side. And, I have been out there three times so far till the EMS comes out taking care of people. And as I said, there were two mortalities on two ends, and then one was my patient. So it's a very busy intersection, and I have pictures. If you want to see, I just took it before coming here. There are five signs up already. There is our signs. There are cars which are up there for sale signs right on the grass. There is a rental property given to the Margarita man, and if you ever pass, there is a big truck of his sitting there. One of the rental units is a car cleaning company where the car is cleaned inside the rental units. There are big boards outside and four or five cars drying in the yard outside. So if you ever pass there, the whole thing has turned out to be a distraction. And if you put one more sign there, it is just going to distract. There are so many people injured and two deaths, and I really don't think at this point either we need to put a traffic light at that intersection where we can steady the traffic. But putting more distractions, whether there is a light or not light, the lighting issue is at night. But right now, I think it's a safety issue. People can't get in. People can't go out. It's a busy intersection on 9. Everyone is speeding on that road. And the pictures, what accidents have happened there, it's on the Milton Fire Department. You can go and see all the accidents just happening outside our office there. So I just think that that is something more to consider. We are in commercial zone, and I don't disagree that someone should not use the commercial zone, but there are already rental units for 25 years there, and the business is going on. The property is being used. Putting a big distraction right where there are accidents happening, I don't think that it would be good for anyone, and especially for older patients of mine who come in and go out. They're already worried about making turns on a busy highway. Till we have something good, I don't think we need more signs up there or distractions. So,
you don't think there needs any more lighting there? There's plenty of lighting there, as far as I can understand.
Right, and all these accidents and stuff have happened in the daytime. So that at night, when there is no traffic going in and out, the light is at that. The distractions are because people cannot see where they are turning. It's a very small entrance, and there are so many signs. The first thing, and if you see, there is a big truck of Margarita Man, which is blocking one side. There are other couple of signs which are up there, small signs. I don't know which one is the official, but there are so many signs that just come up. And, and when there is election time, the whole thing is flooded with signs, so you can barely see what is going on. We had to put our mailboxes inside because every winter we had 5 to 6 mailboxes that we had to change because we were right on Route 9. We only have a little space of grass, and then our cars are parked. So sometimes when people come on the grass, they have hit a couple of parked cars in our parking lot. So with that little space and right on Route 9, I don't think that right at the intersection which goes to 10 businesses, there should be a billboard. If the billboard is somewhere in the back, it's fine. Right, if you see the map where the billboard needs to go, it's right where people are turning in. And that's the turn for 10 businesses and more. I was just, at an average at a liquor store, there are 500 people coming and going. I have about 20, 25 patients. Dr. Jowdy has, a couple of hundred patients. With that much traffic going in, we don't want to put another huge billboard facing two sides right there when we already have 4 and so much more. So that's all I need to say.
So I'm sorry because I'm gonna kind of like duplicate what Dr. Johnny was just saying. I'm pretty sure all of you are familiar with our area there, this stretch. It's turning out to be a little bit busier stretch than what we thought. Basically, between the properties that we have, we already have 3 large billboards. And 3 large ones going south, going towards like town, and there's one as you're coming back as soon as the entrance. We have the railroad right there. So all the buses and trucks have to stop there. I'm a big believer of business. I don't know Tom. I have nothing against Tom. I want him to benefit from this property to the maximum. just like we're trying to raise an issue of safety. I mean, literally, our main issue with that, because most of my patients are old. I see close, between me and the two doctors I have in my office, we see close to 125 patients a day. Dr. Johnny sees close to 30 patients a day. The liquor store has a high turnover. I just asked him, they have like anywhere from 400 to 500 cars going through this tiny entrance. Now, the problem with this road, we do not have a deceleration lane there. So basically, you have the straight line going, and then if somebody has to pass us, they have to go on the right side from you and pass. And this is a 50-mile-per-hour, highway. Now, other than the large signs, as they mentioned, tons of little signs. I mean, I have no idea how they pop up. They, like, keep popping up in there, in a way. And again, they mentioned, like, you know, the signs, like, they have one sign on the, basically, it's a trailer truck that they have there, and they have a big sign on it. We've talked about this sign before because it makes the place doesn't look too professional. But again, these guys have to make their living. We have no issue with that. The main concern is adding another distraction to this busy intersection. It's going to be a little bit kind of like, you know, distracting to the older people. It's a concern. I mean, actually, would like to ask if it's possible literally to consider either a flashing light, yellow light, or a red light. Just because we have a lot of older people driving there and trying, I mean, most of my patients at the cataract surgery are older, you know, and they come from my office out dilated, so they can barely see. So, and as they're driving, you know, older people driving on these highways are a little bit distracted with that. I mean, my request for you is if you can consider, like, even putting something, either a deceleration lane or a flashing light or something in that area.
That request,
our concern would be like more safety rather than that's distractions.
DelDOT.
You know what I mean?
I think you want to take that up, Doctor, with DelDOT, if you need something like that in there. Okay, what you're here tonight for is the only thing we can rule on is the placement of that billboard.
Okay,
anything other than a traffic light, blinking lights, or anything like that, you've got to go through the state.
So another concern, it's not like the property is vacant and they're trying to put a sign on it to try to make use of the commercial power.
It's already there.
I mean, it's already there. It's busy. And again, we want them to benefit. It's just like as much as we can not to compromise safety to our patients in a way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and I concur exactly. I own the property that's to the west, the two parcels, and safety is a big concern. I'm the only store that's open in the evenings, so we've had several accidents in the evenings.
Which store is it you own?
I own the Oak Creek Wine and Spirits that I own or occupied, and my tenants are...
I'm not sure this board even wants to hear from you because you constantly have illegal signs you're popping up out there.
We don't have any illegal signs, sir.
No?
None.
Kelly would be the better one. She has that area.
You've been before this board many times.
And everything was approved and paid for.
Well, you had illegal signs up before you ever came before the board.
When we first opened, the existing signs that were there, it was removed.
For a long time, there was a pumpkin chunker out there. Several blow-up.
And Mr. Lawrence has always approved those. We have three per year.
Well, you're hearing the issue of this.
Correct.
Explain
on the safety
yourself
issues.
Again.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any lack of compliance since we opened the store. And we also have a tenant, the AMS Auto, in the back. The concern is that, you know, it's a safety issue that his proposal is he wants to put this billboard in the middle of the entrance, which is in the middle of the parking lot, which is detrimental to cars pulling in, cars running into it. You know, it's just a safety issue. And that's just to concur with, not to reiterate over and over again. And we've actually contacted, back to your suggestions on Ernie Lopez and Steve Smith and DelDOT directly to have that, but
that's
for safety.
Go.
That's a different issue, but we don't want to compound the issue by having a pole in the middle of in the middle of the entrance. I mean, literally in the middle of the entrance that people can actually hit. We understand, but it's an interest that we all have to share.
You can address the board when we will ask the question.
Okay. Finish. I'm sorry for that.
No, you're
Mr. Reed or Mr. Yanni or whoever, do you believe that billboard poses visibility concerns for
people
coming out?
Yes, I mean, I got pictures, but as I said, I brought it on my cell phone. I don't know if you want me to pass my cell phone around.
We don't have a way to take
well,
that.
Well, I know. So, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm ill-prepared. I was in Arizona, I just came this morning, so, but I can send it to the board. But we can show you angles from the entrance, as I said, at one angle when you're going out. There is this big margarita van that sits out, and you can barely see it at night when you're trying to make a turn. On the other sides, there are already billboards, and if you put a huge steel rod to put another billboard on the top, you will barely be able to see what is on the other side.
So and in other words, in the daytime and in the nighttime, yes. You're saying it is a...
Yeah, I don't even think that the light is an issue at nighttime. In the daytime, it's impossible to see because there are so many things. And on the grass, there are cars parked, and, you know, I have pictures from right now. You can go for sale. So, you know, someone gives permission, and the cars are just parked for sale sign pointing to Route 9. So all these things are happening. I mean, there is barely a space to see inside where people are coming out. So I just think it's going to be very unsafe to put another one. Probably think of removing some.
Thank you, sir.
You were saying that the sign he's taking part of the parking lot. That's where that's.
Yeah, as Mr. Ream had shown up in my store asking on my opinion on the matter, he said he was going to put it on his in his parking lot, which
his
is
property, but
which is exactly where the entrance is. I mean, as soon as you pull in the entrance, that's his parking lot, just yeah. Outside where the common road is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, General.
Ms. Thibodeau, do you have in your file, is there a picture of the posting? I'm just curious. I kind of would like to see that.
And sir, I'll give you an opportunity to respond in just a moment.
This is a property that's not worth
that's
going
just,
on.
Yeah,
that's just a property.
Yeah.
Okay. The entrance is coming this way.
So they're coming and going both ways then. Okay.
Is this the entrance?
Dr. Yanni, did I get that right? This photo here, this is, does this appear, this is a photo of the posting of the property, is that right? Is that what it looks like to you? Can you tell us what, in relation to where your property,
sure.
What we're looking at here?
So this is the board. This is Route 9 right in front of you. This is exactly where the entrance is. And then the entrance comes in and then goes this way to the liquor store, the sub shop, and the C-shaped storage unit right in front where there are parking spots where, you know, there are rental properties from it. And then one road goes on this side where first is my office, and then there are three offices of Dr. Javi, then there is Edward Jones, then there is Security Instruments, then there is Envy Homes, there's Visiting Angels, and then there's a blind store. So there are nine businesses on this side, three on this side, and there are six or seven right table where you come in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions?
Your property is separate from the property that
thank you.
Correct.
You
yeah.
All have, the service road serves all properties.
Yeah, the entranceway is just a two-car entrance, and then it goes further, and you know it serves all of us. So
gotcha.
That's the problem.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that, sir. Now you have some rebuttal to their.
Can I see that?
Sure.
Thank you. Said about
sir, would
parking.
You come back up to the mic, please, so we could get it on record?
If you want to go up there and speak with, just so we can catch you on the mic, that'd be fine.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. That was an option to put it in the middle of the parking lot, which would have been over here.
Right.
But now it's over here in the grassed area. And there is another sign that's mine over here further.
Right.
Which, like I said, could be removed if necessary.
You got advertising on that sign?
Pardon me?
Is there advertising on that sign?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How big's that sign?
77 inches wide and maybe 7 foot high, or the
high up.
The advertising part of it is 7 foot high, and then another 3 to the ground.
Less than 50.
So about 10 foot high total.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for this, sir.
You can send that over to Ms. Thibodeau, Mr. Okay. Reed. Thank you.
Okay. That's all the opposition, so the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,330 until the next regular meeting, which is?
The 17th.
17th.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,330 until our next regular meeting, which will be on February the 17th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by vote, 5-0. Case number 11,330 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, which will again be on the 17th. Now, you 17th. Don't have to, yes, sir, you don't have to come, but you're welcome to.
Oh,
but okay. The hearing is closed, and there'll be no more other testimony accepted.
Okay.
But we have internet, you know, we have internet, so you can use that.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.